been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, the midweek edition on this December 17th, 2025, 1 week before Christmas Eve. This is the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationwide fee-based only money management and financial planning firm. And I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. And we're off to the races here so far today with, well, the Dow's up a half a percent. Okay, that's not bad. The Dow is at 48,343. That could be a new all-time high. We hit an all-time high last Friday, and then we stumbled a bit. Now we're headed back in that direction. The NASDAQ is down, however, 21 basis points right now to 23,063. A little bit of weakness in the big AI stocks. NVIDIA, Google, the nuclear stocks, Broadcom, etc., but nothing to really worry about. The S&P 500 is about dead flat at 6,800. The forward PE is 22.41 today as we begin a new day. The Russell 2000 is stumbling. Now it's up a half a percent. Meanwhile, the bond market, too high, but we're at 4.16. It's come down a couple of basis points here. And then we have good old crypto. Let's check in on crypto. Gold's having a good day. Crypto's up 26.78. That could help the stock market. Crypto's up 3% right now. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Barry Kite, our certified financial planner on staff and certified CFA, financial analyst on staff. The NASDAQ ended the day with a rally. And, you know, I think the notable move that I saw in the market yesterday was a new all-time high for Tesla, which broke out with quite a vengeance. You know, it's hard to bet against Elon Musk. Probably. I mean, what when they're talking about great inventors, you know, 25 years from now, we talk about Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and the Wright brothers, etc. You'd have to believe that Elon Musk is right up there with one of the greats of all time. And Tesla had a fantastic day yesterday. It hit a new all-time high. And it did lead the NASDAQ to a rally towards the end of the day. Interest rates still too high, 4.818. I saw that Trump interviewed Waller, who's my guy. All right, that's who I'm for. Waller,
that's your sticker right on the your bumper sticker.
Yes, and Waller is calling for. He says rates are 50 basis points too high, and I totally agree with that 100%. We're way more than where Europe is, and that's why Europe had such a good year in the market. Because money goes where the grass green grows, where the interest rates are the friendliest, where the central banks are the easiest. And this year, Europe, there was a huge gap between Europe and the U.S., and that shouldn't be. I think mortgage rates are still too high. And Waller, who may emerge as the top candidate, it was Hassett in the prediction markets. He was at 83%. But I think Waller's got to be rising in the ranks there. Oil's a little up today. You've got kind of a blockade going on of Venezuela. We've got some naval ships out there blocking any crude tankers. Why does Venezuela have to import crude oil when they have all that oil that they're sitting on, but they're totally inept, the government, at running that oil business and, tapping into those great resources that we have, that they have there? Gold continues to be steady. Gold's up another half a percent today, been one of the most steady performers here in 2025. I saw one big bear out there saying we're headed in, and he's going off of the Elliott wave theory, which I don't lend a lot of credit to myself. But having said that, he's calling for a major bear market in gold over the next few years. Meanwhile, silver hit a new all-time high yesterday. I think it's going to be hard to not call silver the asset class of the year in 2025. Who saw that coming? It's up over 100% so far this year. And it did hit another new high yesterday. Having said there is a little bump in oil today, it's been a terrible performer. The worst looking charts in the whole market all year have been the oil and gas stocks. They'll perk up every once in a while and they'll threaten to break out to the upside, but then they just fall right back in line. And you can see it at the gas pump. When you fill up your tank with gas, I had like the lowest, mine was $55 over the weekend to fill the big SUV. You know what I said to myself when I saw that $55? I said, don't buy oil stocks. And that's been true all year long. And that's also helped with the inflation picture, gasoline prices. We had the S&P close at 6,800 yesterday. The forward P.E. ratio, which I think is a key number every day, 22.41. 23 has been the top lately.
Keep bouncing around that 23 number, right? It just keeps feeling that ceiling, as you always say.
We're kind of trading between 21.5 and 23. Most people don't realize that that's another chart that, is kind of a trading range. People look at a chart of the actual index itself, but how about the underlying P.E. ratio? That's a very important chart right now. We had the futures were up a little bit this morning, then they kind of faltered. We still not seeing any inflation issues around the world. I saw the Eurozone, 2.1% in November. If there is any inflation, I would say it's in the U.K. I think the U.K. has made a lot of bad decisions regarding energy and other things in recent years. The Eurozone is at 2.1. I want to say the U.K. is like at 3.2, which is one of the highest around the world. And I would say just on a relative basis, the other hotspot for inflation seems to be Japan. We have talked many times about Europe targeting big tech with fines and lawsuits. Yesterday, the United States lashed out at the European Union for discriminating against, harassing, and treating American companies unfairly. And Barry, I mean, it's almost on a weekly basis, there's a couple of them that are getting fined and writing a big check to the European Union, Google, Apple, Meta, you name it.
They're the litigators.
It's an ongoing problem, right?
Yeah. I mean, they've always been the litigators, and I guess that's what they do best in terms of if they need some tax dollars, need a little extra cash, right, for some defense in NATO. Let's find Microsoft again, right? I mean,
yes, and you know the reason a lot of people left California and continue to leave California and will not do business in California, including In-N-Out Burger, who moved their headquarters to Tennessee.
They just
opened up their first restaurant there, right? In Nashville somewhere.
Yeah, just north. I believe northeast of Nashville. They opened their first unit, I think, in Lebanon, Tennessee. If you're spelling it, it's spelled like Lebanon, pronounced Lebanon.
Yeah, my wife knows how to pronounce Lebanon. That's where her mother was from. But anyways, having been a businessman in California with articles of incorporation there until I moved them to South Carolina, I know how difficult it is. They're always looking to fine you on some kind of a technicality. If it's not the health department, it's some other regulatory agency. And California is going to shut down Tesla for 1 month from selling cars because they've been making false claims, they claim, on the auto driving feature, which I've heard that myself, that it's way overstated on its capabilities. But once again, they're the only state in the union that's going to tell Tesla you can't sell a car here in California for 30 days because of these claims. And by the way, write us a check while you're at it. Of course, California is not friendly with Elon Musk, who moved his headquarters to Austin, Texas. In-N-Out Burger went to Tennessee, and Elon Musk went to Austin, Texas. So that's a continued problem that I don't think is going to get any better, especially when, Jesse James, why did he rob the banks? They asked him that. And he says, because that's where the money is. Why does Europe continually fine? They're not fining other companies. They're going after big tech constantly. Because that's where the money is. Write a check, pal. You're our ATM machine. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Crypto stocks, the renewed interest from short sellers in November. And, obviously, crypto's bad enough, let alone the crypto stocks. Okay, that's where I come from. And I'm very clear about that. You can disagree with me if you want. That's what makes it a market. I would not build my portfolio on crypto stocks or crypto. I think you're building your house on sand as opposed to rock. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that that think crypto is great and will be the currency of choice at some point in time. And, of course, the crypto stocks like MicroStrategy and CleanSpark and Coinbase and Mara Holdings and Hive Digital and Riot Platforms and Bitfarms and all the rest, I have no interest in those stocks, in owning those stocks. But the short sellers have interest in them right now in shorting those stocks. Micron is set to release its quarter one earnings. So they've got a funky year end. It must be September 30th. So this will be their first quarter one earnings that they'll be reporting. In fact, their QN must be June 30th must be their year end.
Yeah, it's that late night act, right? I mean, they're the last ones come in. Hey, don't forget about us.
Yes, or they're the first ones of the first quarter.
Right.
I don't know which one it goes into, but they're going to report after the close, and there's a huge upgrade on Micron in advance of that today. The stock has become a standout. Let's just look at how Micron is trading in the market today in front of those earnings tonight. Not bad. It's up 1.5%. I see that HSBC initiated coverage with the buy and raising their target price to $330, and that compares to $236 right now. That's significant upside potential, according to HSBC, which is a major bank, worldwide bank. I believe they're headquartered in Hong Kong and the UK. We'll see. Micron, I would suspect, will knock the ball out of the park tonight, but I think it's all about the guidance going forward. We know that there's a giant squeeze right now on memory chips, and that's tripled the prices of those memory chips. So Micron, obviously a major player in that space. Their EPS estimates that they're expected to report tonight, $3.89 on $12.8 billion in revenue. So we'll see how they do when they report tonight. They're the big one. Tomorrow it's FedEx and Nike, a couple of bellwether stocks, and then on Friday again it's Carnival Cruise Lines, Paychex, Conagra, and Winnebago. So anyways, we've also got, oh, Needham is also raising their target price on Micron. Brokerage firm Needham, Micron, by the way, is MU, the pride of Boise, Idaho, has raised Micron's target price to 300. There's another one from 200. Big upgrade, citing a tightening memory market and higher DRAM and NAND pricing. So that would be 27% upside, according to Needham, and they have a buy rating on the stock. So we'll call it the stock of the day right now with two upgrades and earnings after the close tonight. It looks like Netflix is going to be the winner. I don't know if you're a winner or not in ending up with Warner Brothers Discovery.
It'll take a while to figure out if that was a winning deal or not, right?
How many Time Warner ads have I seen over the years? Of course, you know, back in those days, you would get all these discs that included the great hits of the 70s, and they'd always have some washed-up rock star on there talking about the, you know, what it was like to be producing music during that. You could buy the whole set for just four easy payments of $58, you know, and you'd get all
check
of these
money
CDs,
order.
Right? And it was quite a cottage industry. Those were like 1 hour infomercials or 30 minute infomercials. You know, there was some good music and everything, but that's obviously a dying franchise. I don't know what Time Warner has left really of its value.
Who would have ever thought Bugs like Bunny just getting tossed around left and right, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, what can I say? And then you've got, so let's see. Netflix is trading now down in that value, relative value area for me. It's still, I mean, it runs circles around Disney. I mean, it's now a $411 billion company. It's two times the size of Disney. To me, Netflix should be the representative of the leisure sector in the Dow, and it should replace Disney, which has not returned anything to any investor over the last 10 years. It's been a total dog of a stock, a Mickey Mouse operation, to say the least. But it looks like Netflix is going to be the winner. And I would just say, I mean, we sold Netflix a while back. But I would be looking possibly to get back into it, especially at the multiples that it's trading at right now. It's come down a long ways from its recent high. NFLX, one of the great stocks of the last decade, has gone from 134 clear down to 90. That's about a 30% drop in Netflix, and it was a couple of things. It was several things. They warned a few times. Their growth is slowing down. They had a rough quarter where their earnings growth was only up 9%. It's been 25% a year over the last 5 years. And they had a woke problem where a lot of the there was several boycotts organized against Netflix. They have a Disney problem like Disney had. They have a Budweiser problem like Budweiser had. You know, my friend Douglas, he lives in Fairfield, California, and there's been a Budweiser plant there for years, Barry, a brewery. And Budweiser recently announced that they're going to close that plant. And, of course, you know, it's there because that's where they grow a lot of the grain and the hops,
right,
and everything.
Barley and hops there, right?
In that beautiful Sacramento Valley, the Delta's there with that beautiful farmland. And that's not good when a company is closing facilities. You don't want to own a company that's closing facilities. You want companies that are building facilities. You don't want companies that are laying off. Well, sometimes you do if it's a turnaround and they're going to increase their earnings. You want companies that are hiring to try to keep up with the demand for their products. So anyways, we'll keep our eye on Netflix as a potential value, relative value stock. Okay, well, we're at the halfway point. When we come back, we've got a lot of things to talk about, including Western Digital, which is also kind of in the center of that whole AI move right now. We'll be right back.
the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. Morgan Stanley raises their price target on several companies, including Apple. But the one I want to highlight here is Western Digital. It's amazing to me that Western Digital has stayed current with technology. I mean, they were in on the original boom. They had a giant facility in Irvine, California, right there on the 405 freeway that I used to see all the time. And, you know, most of the disk drives and whatnot back then were either Seagate or Western Digital. And they're still as relevant today as they were back then. Western Digital has been hitting new highs recently. It's a $60 billion company. San Jose, California, Barry, the home of the Silicon, I would say that's kind of ground zero of the Silicon Valley. We were this there.
Yeah. Going right. Back here some point in early 2026, I think.
Yep, right? Well, I'm looking hopefully
we're
in March.
We're getting the map set up properly.
Yes, we're going to get that schedule on track, and Western Digital gets an upgrade here today. Let's see what the target price is. That's always interesting. You know, I mean, look, tech continues to be where most of the growth stocks are. You're not going to find any growth stocks really in the grocery business or in the oil and gas business right now. They've had their time, and they may have their time again. But it just so happens to be that most of your growth is continuing to occur in that Silicon Valley or in Texas, Austin, Texas. Most of the companies headquartered there, and tech continues to kind of be the growth, the nerve center of the economy, the lifeblood of the economy, really, these days. Although Affirmed, I saw that Affirmed came out this morning. And they said that the consumer feels quite healthy. Now, they ought to know.
And they see it, yeah.
Their boots on the ground, and I believe they renewed their, the stock was up 12% yesterday, AFRM. They renewed their contract with Amazon. I believe they are the financier of choice. If you want to put that purchase on Amazon on four easy monthly payments, Affirm will do that, and then Affirm, as far as I know, they package the debt.
Yeah,
and
they can.
Sell
They'd
it
love to
Wall
package
Street.
It off and sell it off and walk
yeah.
away, right? I mean, they're essentially like a mortgage originator.
Yes, the private debt buyers are left holding the bag, the risk. That's high risk debt. I don't know what kind of rate you're paying to Klarna. Affirm, others, but it's a high rate of interest that they're charging. Affirm had a really good day yesterday. It was up 12%. It's up a little bit more today. It is also headquartered in that Silicon Valley. We have a few clients that work for Affirm or worked for Affirm, and Affirm says the consumer feels quite healthy. And, you know, the consumer, another reason why we watch these consumer-related stocks is the consumer is a big, big chunk of your economy. We need a healthy consumer. We've got another NVIDIA of China. This is the second one now. Shares in China's Meta X. Integrated circuits soared 700% in their market debut on Wednesday, fueled by investor enthusiasm over a government initiative to reduce dependence on AI chips from U.S. giants NVIDIA and AMD. Well, you know, look, AMD and NVIDIA are run by China, by both Taiwanese, right? And China is not real happy. They consider Taiwanese to be, part of their country, and they don't like people that. It's just like Hong Kong. Remember all the ones that stood up for Hong Kong? There were several people that they used to interview on CNBC all the time, speaking out against China from their Hong Kong base. Those people just kind of disappeared.
You haven't heard much from them, yeah?
No, nope, disappeared. They were considered, seditionists against China, and China has it in for NVIDIA and AMD, and we're not allowing China those chips, and now they've got a second one that could turn into a competitor for NVIDIA at some point in time. We don't know where they are with their technology, but remember the ripple heard, the shot heard around the world when China came up with their own AI. What's the name of their big DeepSeek? Right. And all of a sudden, all our AI stocks went into the tank. That was right about the same time Trump was getting ready to announce. That was part of that February-March swoon this year when DeepSeek came along as a competitor to OpenAI. And they claimed that they were able to do their training with hardly any NVIDIA chips, which proved not to be true. So it's been an interesting year, and it will be an interesting year. That's one thing you can. There is one guarantee you can make in the stock market. There's always going to be stories that ripple through the markets and impact a lot of individual stocks. Medical supplier Medline, that was the biggest IPO of the year. I didn't really realize that. They went public yesterday. Let's just take a look at that stock. I will be adding it to the app. That's my job. MDLN is the symbol. What do they do for a living? Oh, they're not in the daily graphs yet, so I don't really know. They're a medical device, medical supplies maker. Very large IPO. Constellation Energy. You know, the nuke stocks, they're down today, but several of them have been very strong, and they remain leaders in the market. Constellation Energy and GE Vernova seem to kind of be the blue chips of the nuke industry right now. Constellation Energy won a 20-year license extension for their two Illinois nuclear plants. I don't think we're going to be decommissioning nuclear plants anytime soon. Like they did in California, by the way. They decommissioned the San Onofre nuclear power plant, which supplied I've been fishing many times right in front of the San Onofre nuclear power plant. That's
the fish bigger over there? Do they glow?
They glow in the dark, but there's a deep canyon off of underwater canyon off the San Onofre nuclear power plant, which is rich with red snapper, rock cod, things like that. So I used to go up there quite a bit fishing off a couple of holes off that area of
catch dinner
of
making
California. Yeah, it was about a 45-minute run to an hour from the Oceanside Harbor. One time I ran out of gas up there and had to call, my tank wasn't reading right or something, and all of a sudden,
gauge.
Boom, no gas. And I had to call boat assist to come up and give me 5 gallons to get me back to the harbor. Had to wait about 2 hours for them to arrive. That was fun. Constellation, this one's in Illinois. They get an extension on their two power plants. And I would just say that Constellation is one of the top plays on the future of nuclear energy in America to run these data farms. And it continues to be. Alphabet's Waymo, that's Google, weighs a $15 billion funding raise. Don't forget, Waymo is a major player. We talked about Zooks. On Monday, that's Amazon's entry into the robo-taxi race. And you heard Wedbush claim that Tesla will have a million robo-taxis by 2035, I believe they said. But anyways, Waymo, they're valuing the Waymo part of Google at $100 billion. It's a little subsidiary of Google, which also has Gemini 3 AI.
Just $100 billion.
Little $100 billion side business. Waymo expects to begin autonomous ride hailing in 20 additional cities this year, including Tokyo and London. So anyways, that continues to move along. That's a pretty big valuation and potential for the future. SpaceX is notifying their employees of a regulatory quiet period. And guess what that means? SpaceX is getting ready to go public. That could be a huge... last time I saw, the valuation there was $800 billion on SpaceX. $800 billion. And the other player in that industry that's doing pretty good, a public company, is Rocket Labs, which is probably the public version of SpaceX. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, the quantum computing, they're still out there. What will they bring in 2026? Well, Wedbush is weighing in on the quantum computing stocks today, putting an outperform on IonQ. And Rigetti and D-Wave, those seem to be the three core quantum stocks, and they put a neutral rating on QUBT. And here's what they have to say about it, and it pretty much is in line with what we've been saying. Quantum computing remains in its nascent stages. That means early. But we view it as a transformational technology with significant long-term potential, which we believe will ultimately represent the next frontier of computing. Which begs the question, Barry, do you invest in it now and wait, or do you wait until they actually have a contract, they have sales, they have earnings? Therein lies the question.
And well, we talked about it before. I mean, it's kind of picture. It's almost like the new biotech world, right? It's like, you know, what's gonna, you know, obviously in the biotech world, we're waiting for the FDA to say approved or not approved, right? Or it works, it doesn't work. And so, you know, on the quantum computing side, I mean, it's one of these things where it's, you almost have to be in all, you know, in a handful of the players, just because you don't know, right, who's going to make that big discovery, and, you know, who's actually has a chance of succeeding at some point or not, right? I mean, it's really kind of the new world of biotech is how I think of it. So
yeah,
it's very long duration. It's going to be very interest rate sensitive. Obviously,
the further
off those cash flows potentially are, then the more interest rate sensitive it's going to be. So
my position is just kind of wait. I would wait until something really breaks. AI was the same thing. It was all kind of a nascent kind of thing until ChatGPT, and then that started this whole ball rolling on. Well, I would do the same thing with quantum. In the meantime, you know, we've bought a few and sold them along the way. You know, they were rolling. They were the hottest sector in the entire market for quite some time until Jensen Huang came out and wanged those stocks big time. When he said, you know, we're still a long ways away with those stocks got cut in half, like within days of him saying that. It's like Wedbush is saying, by the end of this decade, well, this is 2025. You're going to hold on to these stocks till 2030 for something to happen? I don't know. I just think that it's better to go with proven concepts with earnings that you can quantify with against projected earnings that may or may not someday happen down the road. Let's see. Hut 8 stock jumps on AI infrastructure packs with Anthropic and Fluidstack. That's another one that's way down the line. This is a direction I don't like. Robinhood expands their sports prediction market offering. So while you're investing in a stock on your mobile phone, you can bet on how many interceptions Philip Rivers will throw this weekend, right? That this doesn't. It seems to me like Robinhood has already created a gambling environment. Number one, there's no minimum, right? You can open an account on Robinhood for $10 and buy one share of whatever, some rare earth stock. That kind of is gambling to begin with. Not kind of, it is gambling to begin with. And now you're going to have sports predictions at the same place. That would be like, hey, you can invest here at Gutterson Capital Management in our sports predictions or our portfolio. It just doesn't seem to me like those two go together.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you see, I saw one of the kind of your throwback, as you told us in the past years ago, you used to get all these kind of questions on the pot stocks and workshop. And like you look on Kalshi today, and it's a big contract is marijuana going to be rescheduled by the president before certain years? And then of course you look at Seeking Alpha today, and the first top story was potentially rescheduling of marijuana and the effect on that industry.
Let's buy the weed today. Stocks.
So, yeah, so I knew it was kind of a slow news day when that was at the very top of the list.
At least it wasn't a double-digit dividend player at the top of the heap Seeking Alpha. Hopefully in 2026, I hope to write more articles for Seeking Alpha. It's a time-consuming endeavor. You don't get a lot of return from, you're definitely not going to make any money writing articles for Seeking Alpha.
You might get some hate mail.
But I like to do it just to establish credibility. And I can go back and point to those articles that I wrote as evidence. Look, here's what I said on April the 8th. I said it's time to go all in of this year. That
and
was a bold, gutsy call. And I teach there.
Because you're a teacher at heart. So it's a teacher, it's a teaching, really a teaching tool, too. You can go through, how you actually value a particular stock or name.
100%. And it's all about that performance of the stock and the valuation. You look at the last 5 years and the next 5 years together. And the other thing I would say is, the app, it ranks sectors on a daily basis. And there's about 65, 70 sectors in the market. I can tell you what the worst sector in the market has been for a couple of years, maybe two. The pot stocks, the marijuana stocks, at the bottom of the heap. We found out, just as Gunderson said many years ago, it's a crop, it's a commodity, you're not going to make a lot of money, and most of those stocks are not even around anymore, or pennies on the dollar. It was a horrible investment, absolutely horrible investment. All right, we are out of time. Good time to start getting positioned. We made a lot of buys. I made a lot of buys yesterday, positioning myself for 2026. There was a major event that happened last week in the markets that I wrote about in my newsletter over the weekend. That caused me to look for stocks in this area that I was buying in yesterday. The newsletter will come out this Saturday. Go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, to get 4 free weeks along with those trading alerts. I sent out several in the last 2 hours of the day yesterday to set up an appointment with us. We do things a little bit differently here from your standard Wall Street firm, and for good reason. Give us a call to set up an appointment, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, and hopefully in 2025 we'll be coming to a town near you in 2026 with the workshop and appointments, and you can meet us in person. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.